Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Jeffrey is from Alston. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, good morning.
Jeffrey became a homeowner today?
Just about a week ago.
Well, congratulations to you, Jeffrey.
Thank you very much.
You stayed in Alston. You didn't leave?
I've been in Alston now about 40 years.
40?
Wow.
40.
Holy smokes. Well, you sound like you're like 45.
Oh, I like you already.
Guess okay. He's way older than 40. Jeffrey, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You got a good radio voice, that Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, I know you've played this game a few times. What's your record against Kennedy at this point?
I have never beaten Kennedy.
Happens.
Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy, you win. She's over there in that soundproof studio. She cannot hear what is about to happen. She has 2,847 wins. She has 239 losses. We haven't even gotten through Redemption Week yet, and we're about to have a second Redemption Week.
She's making a lot of work for me trying to schedule these things.
Is Redemption Week this week?
Yeah, 7:45 will be the first one.
Okay. All right, Jeffrey, if you get the win right here, we'll have a second Redemption Week, and that'll really get in Kennedy's head. Question number one. Prince Harry wished Meghan Markle a happy 38th birthday yesterday with an Instagram post. Who is older, Meghan or Harry?
I believe Harry is older.
Question number two. Lena Dunham awkwardly tried to kiss Brad Pitt on the red carpet. Brad Pitt played Achilles in the 2004 movie Troy. Who played the Trojan prince Paris, who caused the war by convincing the king's wife, Helen, to leave with him?
I don't know. I missed that one.
Question number three. David Schwimmer says there will not be a Friends reunion, saying, I think we all feel like it ended in a perfect way. Which of the friends had a monkey named Marcel?
Oh, God, I should know that. Mm-hmm. The name's not coming to me.
Question number four. Ava Max will be on Kimmel tonight. Finish the lyric from her song, Sweet But Psycho. Grabs a cop's gun, kinda crazy. She's poison but tasty. Yeah, people say blank.
That she's lazy.
Question number five. Shark Tank debuted a decade ago. Who is the richest Shark Tank star? Mark Cuban, Kevin O'Leary, or Lori Grenier?
Kevin O'Leary.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Hey, you know how you said you'd never beat Kennedy?
I didn't beat her today either.
I'm going to say 0.0.
Oh, my God.
Kennedy.
Monday.
Jeffrey from Alston got 1 out of 5. So,
no, he didn't.
Yeah, which one did he get right?
He got the first one.
No, he didn't.
That's a big old Mel.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought he got the first one right.
No.
I must have misheard him. Kennedy, he got 0 out of 5 right. That is a Mel. Mel, 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 Mel.
Wiki Wick. Jeff, at least you got a house. That's a Mel.
Thank you.
Kennedy, these are tough. Prince Harry wished Meghan Markle a happy 38th birthday with an Instagram post. Kennedy, who is older?
Prince Harry or Meghan?
Yep.
Meghan.
Is that correct?
That's yes. Right.
Yeah, question number two. Lena Dunham awkwardly tried to kiss Brad Pitt on the red carpet. Of course, Brad Pitt played Achilles in the 2004 movie Troy, who played the Trojan Prince Paris, who caused the war by convincing the king's wife, Helen, to leave with him.
Richard Gere.
Orlando Bloom, Kennedy. Question number three. David Schwimmer says there will not be a Friends reunion. He says he feels like it kind of ended in the perfect way. Which one of the friends had a monkey named Marcel?
Ross.
2-0. Question number 4. Ava Max will be on Kimmel tonight. Finish the lyric from her hit song, Sweet But Psycho. Grabs a cop's gun, kind of crazy. She's poison but tasty. Yeah, people say blank.
She's crazy.
Run, don't walk away.
Come on. It's a great line.
I don't know what to tell you.
Question number 5. Don't worry, Kennedy. We'll be playing that song in 20 minutes. And then 20 minutes after that.
Get your paper, Ava Max.
Shark Tank debuted a decade ago. Kennedy, who is the richest shark? Mark Cuban, ooh, Kevin O'Leary, or Lori Grenier?
I want to say Mark Cuban, but I feel like that's a trick. I'm going to say Mark Cuban.
Yeah, you are. It's not even close.
It's not that close at all.
Really?
He has them by a few billion.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. He has all the dollars.
Okay, well, good on him.
3-0. Kennedy, you get the win against Jeffrey. What else is new? You do have a 4-pack of tickets to Canopy Lake Park, though.
The shade.
Thrill rides, water rides, games, and more. And don't forget Castaway Island with Tidal River and Private Cabanas. Jeffrey, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jeff from Alston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Megan is from Dedham. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Get right up on the microphone. I forgot to give you that little tip. That's all right. So you played before.
Yes.
You're back for Redemption Week.
I am. I'm
in
terrified.
Studio. Are you nervous?
Yes.
Don't be. We're just girls here.
I got lucky the first time. So we'll see if it stretches.
Megan is wicked smart, though, Kennedy. Tell everybody what you do for a living.
I'm a genetic counselor.
Of course you are.
Yeah, but what does genetic counseling know about Britney Spears? Let's go.
Well, I ain't writing no fancy science questions today.
Well, she already beat you once. All right.
I'm on about 20% anyway, so good luck.
All right, will you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio,
Kennedy,
please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, so 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win. You know the routine. Did you catch the cheat sheet on Friday by chance?
I did.
So this is why you're super smart.
Let's go.
Yes. As you can see, Kennedy has left the studio. She's over there in that soundproof booth. You can verify that. Tell everybody.
I see it with my own eyes.
Right. And intern Alexis is running the big board. As you can see up there, 2,848 wins, only 239 losses. Question number 1. Billy Bob Thornton turned 64 yesterday. He's been married 6 times. Whoa, him and my mom should get together.
Should they?
Yeah.
Scary.
That'd be a football team's worth of marriages. Once to a particularly famous actress. Who was it?
Angelina Jolie.
Question number 2. It would have been Neil Armstrong's birthday today. He passed away in 2012. Neil was the first man on the moon. Who was second?
Buzz Aldrin.
Question number 3. Chris Pine will play Walter Cronkite in Newsflash, which is about President John F. Kennedy's assassination. He also played Steve Trevor, the love interest to Wonder Woman. What is Wonder Woman's first name?
Diana.
Question number 4. Jared Leto posted a picture showing off his abs on Instagram. When he isn't acting, he fronts a pretty successful band. Name the band.
Jared Leto's band?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh. Question number 5. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw earned $60 million at the box office over the weekend, dethroning The Lion King. Who plays Hobbs and who plays Shaw?
I know The Rock plays Hobbs.
Okay, so by deduction, because you're a scientist.
The other guy plays Shaw.
That other dude.
You know. Slightly more specific.
Does she need to give me the name of the
yes.
actor? Oh, okay.
No.
That other guy doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Paul, I don't know. I have no idea.
Do I give her a half a point for that, Dan, do you think?
Hey, listen, man, it's your game. Do whatever you want to do.
I'm going to say because you're a scientist, you can't get half credit for
That's
this.
That's fine.
One.
Oh,
because
come
you,
on.
You want an exact answer, right?
That's fine.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
He literally makes the rules up as he goes.
It's true.
Yes,
it's true.
You're a scientist.
I'll take what I can get.
Yes, there is Aiden welcoming Kennedy back. Hi, Kennedy.
Hello.
So, Megan from Dedham, who is here for Redemption Week, who's already defeated you one time, mm-hmm. got 3 out of 5
All
correct.
Right.
These are tough, Kennedy. Billy Bob Thornton turned 64 yesterday. He's been married 6 times, once to a particularly famous actress.
Angelina Jolie. Are you just not asking the questions anymore?
You just stop.
You just stop asking. There's no question mark there.
Yeah, but she knew. You knew where it was going. You've been here a minute. Right? You know where I'm going.
Kennedy, I'm
going
to give you one word. Figure it out.
Right?
It would have been Neil Armstrong's birthday today, Kennedy. He passed away in 2012. He was the first man on the moon. Who was second?
Buzz Aldrin?
I thought you were going to say Buzz Lightyear. Tied at 2, question number 3.
So he went to infinity, not the moon.
And beyond, Dan.
Chris Pine will play Walter Cronkite in Newsflash, which is about President John F. Kennedy's assassination. He also played Steve Trevor, the love interest to Wonder Woman. What is Wonder Woman's first name?
Diana.
All right, we are tied at 3. Question number 4. Jared Leto posted a picture showing off his abs on Instagram. When he isn't acting, he fronts a pretty successful band. Name the band, Kennedy.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Wow.
4-3. Question number 5. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw earned over $60 million at the box office over the weekend, dethroning The Lion King. Who plays Hobbs and who plays Shaw?
Hobbs is The Rock and Shaw is Jason Statham.
That is how you get
it. Is that really the name of the movie, Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw?
They're really mailing it in now.
I mean to tell you.
Yeah, well, they want people to know it's Fast and Furious characters.
Well, no, I get that, but...
And so you have to pound
They should just call it Fast and Furious. You're going to watch it anyways.
Right. No, that... Why don't they just call it 9.5?
Right. Right. You're going to watch it part 2.
Give us your money.
I'm going to buy the box set. Yes.
All right, Megan. Well, you came back for Redemption Week, which we appreciate. Unfortunately, you don't get the win, but I do have for you a pair of tickets to see Beck and Cage the Elephant August 15th at the Xfinity Center. You also won 2 passes into an exclusive campfire acoustic session with Cage the Elephant.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't even know that was in there.
Well, it is now.
It is now. I just made it up. It doesn't exist. You're going to be sitting around the campfire waiting for the band to show up.
That's what I do anyways.
Right? So you enjoy those tickets. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Megan from Dedham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
This time.
Mm. She's been redeemed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kate is from Wakefield. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Kate has a very weird thing going on in her family.
Okay.
And I say this because I am one. Everybody in her family is left-handed.
What?
What?
That is like a genetic anomaly.
How many are there of you guys?
We should get Megan back in here.
Right?
For my parents, my grandparents, my brother, and hopefully my son, although that's to be determined.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that incredible?
You guys must be an odd family. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I love that she's TBDing her left-handed son.
Yeah.
Right?
It is a weird thing to be left-handed. All right, Kate, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy now stepping into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening. She's got 2,849 wins, only 239 losses. Do you have really messy handwriting or is it super neat?
That's pretty messy.
Yeah. I've never met a left-handed person with like neat handwriting. I mean, look at that. I can't even read my own handwriting, Dan.
You smudge, don't you? Because you drag your hand.
Oh, yeah, smudge, yeah.
You're like a doctor writing a prescription.
That is
just
exactly
without any of the medical training.
Right.
Or, yeah. Or the brains.
IQ. Money. Looks. Yeah. Question number 1. Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson might be back together. Which movie franchise is Dakota best known for?
Twilight?
Question number 2. 36 years ago today, the movie Risky Business came out. Who is the star?
Tom Cruise.
That's my favorite thing.
Question number 3. The Philadelphia Phillies filed a lawsuit to retain ownership of their mascot.
What?
Their mascot is called the Philly blank.
The Philadelphia Phillies mascot.
The Philly cheesesteak.
I don't know.
Question number 4. The Patriots just gave Tom Brady a 2-year contract extension. That'll pay him $23 million this coming year. Tom's birthday was over the weekend. How old is he now?
42.
That we know. Question number 5. Bam Margera got yanked off a flight for drinking over the weekend and then posted 2 aggressive videos asking Dr. Phil to intervene with his messed up family. During the height of Jackass, Bam got his own spin-off MTV reality show that actually ran for 5 seasons. What was that show called?
Bam's reality show. Ooh, I don't know.
Justice for Phil. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Out of all the people to beg for help, that's who you go with?
Yeah, right?
Uncle Phil, yes. Justice for him. All right, Kennedy. Kate got 2 out of 5.
Okie doke.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Question number 1. Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson might be back together.
Get out.
That's true. He texted me about it over the weekend. Which movie franchise is Dakota best known for?
50 Shades of Grey.
1-0. Question number 2. 36 years ago today, the movie Risky Business came out.
Wow.
Who is the star?
Tom Cruise.
Kennedy, Annie's all-time favorite.
Rebecca De Mornay, if you ask me. But
the
that's
absolute
just
worst.
Hey. Question number 3. The Philadelphia Phillies filed a lawsuit to retain ownership of their mascot. Their mascot is called the Philly Blank.
Fanatic?
Yeah, how did they lose
yeah,
control
I'm confused.
Of the mascot?
I don't know.
I'm going to show my age a little bit, but this I think happened with the San Diego Chicken at one point. Like he became his own entity.
He became his own thing. He bought his own trademark or something.
Right.
Make your paper, boo-boo.
3-1. Question number 4. The Patriots gave Tom Brady a boatload of money and a new contract, Kennedy. He just had a birthday over the weekend. How old is he?
42.
God. We are a ridiculous group of people.
Well, it's been all over the news
today. I know.
That's the only reason I know. Tomorrow I will forget it.
Right. 4-2. Question number 5. Bam Margera got yanked off a flight for drinking over the weekend and then posted 2 aggressive videos asking Dr. Phil for help. During the height of Jackass, Bam got his own spin-off MTV reality show that ran for 5 successful seasons. What was that show called?
The Bam Margera Project?
Viva La Bam.
Viva La Bam.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy needs a little bit of help, I think.
Yeah.
I'm worried about him. Mm.
4-2 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. You get the win. I'm sorry, Kate. You don't get the cash.
Okay.
I do have a pair of tickets, though. You're going to the monthly patio pig roast happening August 21st at Casa Cana. Each pop-up will feature the pig roast signature side items prepared by visiting chefs, special cocktails, and live music. Proceeds benefit Share Our Strength. If you want to buy tickets, go to CasaCanaBoston.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kate from Wakefield, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.